Venezuela earthquakes leave hundreds dead as international aid arrives. In Venezuela, a powerful earthquake has left communities in ruins and many awaiting help. The article follows the unfolding rescue effort as international aid arrives and a strained healthcare system struggles to treat the injured and keep survivors safe. Major earthquake hits La Guaira near Caracas, leaving buildings in rubble. International rescue teams from many countries arrive with dogs and heavy gear to save survivors. Health system is in crisis as hospitals lack water, medicines, and staff. Many people are displaced. Aid groups plan shelter, water, and hygiene kits. Authorities restrict access to the worst-hit areas, while aid groups warn of a growing humanitarian crisis. Venezuela earthquake toll rises as international aid arrives. Casualties and rescue efforts. A powerful earthquake struck Venezuela, jolting coastal La Guaira near Caracas and triggering widespread destruction. Officials say the death toll is rising, and authorities warn that hundreds could be dead, while more than 200,000 people require immediate help. Teams from 17 countries have joined the rescue effort, deploying equipment and personnel to troubled areas. The speed of work remains critical, as time is the main adversary in these conditions. Official tallies show some people remain trapped beneath rubble, with early figures reporting a few dozen cases. However, a senior UN aid official cautions that the total number of missing could be much larger, with estimates suggesting tens of thousands unaccounted for and a public platform listing thousands of missing persons. Rescue leaders describe the operation as extremely complex, with limited progress in some blocks and substantial debris to sift through. Health system under strain. The disaster compounds problems for a health system already strained by long-term shortages. In La Guaira, only one hospital is operating effectively, and water shortages force staff to improvise, sometimes washing hands with saline due to dry taps. Ambulances are scarce, and many patients arrive by private vehicles or police transport. In Caracas, some trauma centers have asked only the most severely injured to come in, and parts of hospital facilities have suffered damage themselves. Health authorities responded by mobilizing thousands of professionals and setting up field medical centers. The health minister announced the deployment of about 5,000 health workers to affected zones and the establishment of military field hospitals in La Guaira to expand capacity and triage critical cases. Official channels urge the public to rely on government information for updates amid confusion about casualty figures. Humanitarian response and displacement. Humanitarian organizations are preparing to assist a large number of people left homeless or without reliable access to water and hygiene supplies. Relief groups say hundreds of thousands could require shelter, clean water, and hygiene kits. A major non-governmental organization representative described many families spending nights in public squares with little more than the clothes on their backs, highlighting the broader humanitarian needs beyond immediate medical care. The International Organization for Migration IOM projects that up to about 6.76 million people could be affected across the country, including around 2 million in Caracas. The agency notes that displacement is likely to rise as more communities are affected and people seek safer locations. Access restrictions and official guidance. In response to the damage, the government announced restrictions on access to the most affected zones beginning Friday night, aiming to streamline rescue operations and safety. Officials also urged residents to follow official channels for information and guidance. The situation creates additional challenges for aid delivery, as damaged infrastructure and communication limitations hinder relief efforts. Conclusion: the earthquake in Venezuela has triggered a broad humanitarian crisis, with widespread destruction in La Guaira and mounting pressure on a strained health system. As international aid arrives and health workers mobilize, the immediate priorities are securing shelter, clean water, and medical care for hundreds of thousands, while access restrictions and damaged infrastructure complicate relief efforts. The coming days will test the coordination between governments, UNGO, and communities. Sustained funding, efficient logistics, and transparent communication are essential to save lives, reduce suffering, and lay the groundwork for long-term recovery and resilience. Frequently asked questions: how many people have died in Venezuela's earthquakes? The death toll has climbed to about 920. How many people need help right away? More than 200,000 people need immediate aid. Where is the damage worst, and what is La Guaira like? La Guaira, near Caracas, is badly hit. Many buildings fell into rubble. What is happening with international aid? Aid has arrived from many countries. Rescue teams from 17 nations are on the ground. How is the health system coping with the disaster? Hospitals lack water and medicines. Authorities are sending 5,000 health workers and setting up field hospitals.